You're listening to the Footglish podcast. Love football, learn English. Were Italy's performances in the group stage convincing? Why do the Italians sometimes tend to flop at big tournaments? Are Italy likely to do better in the knockout stages? And how are the verbs to outclass and outperform used? Hello everyone, welcome back to the Footglish podcast. I am Zdenek Lukas, and if you love football and want to learn English, the Footglish podcast is the right podcast for you, so make sure you subscribe to it. And today I'm joined by an Italian fan. We haven't talked about Italy here yet, so that's exactly what we need to do. Welcome to the podcast, Domenico. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you, Zdenek, and thanks for having me. And hi, everybody, of course. Yeah.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, man. So Italy, not exactly an amazing group stage, I would say. But we also have to say that you had a really tough group. It was a group of death, right? With Spain, Croatia, and Albania.
You got
the job done in the end.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
In the very end, I would say.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, the first game against Albania, I think, apart from the goal, it was a bit unfortunate, of course. It was a good game. I mean, Italy played fairly well, especially during the first half. So I'm quite happy about the way Italy played in the first match. The second one, we got absolutely destroyed by Spain. Demolished, I would say, and thanks to Donnarumma, who is our amazing goalkeeper, we managed to just lose 1-0. But I mean, we were absolutely outclassed in that game, I would say.
I watched that game, and Spain are generally one of the best teams of the tournament so far.
Yeah, I would say so. I agree.
I think for your morale. It was good that you only lost by one goal.
In the end it didn't matter.
What was really important was the last game where you secured your playoffs spot.
In round of 16. I mean, the game against Croatia, despite this thing that we just scored in the very last second, I would say. I mean, Italy played fairly well too. I think it was quite a balanced match, and then of course they scored and they got a chance to go 2-0, and that was the
goal. Absolutely, that was the goal by Luka Modric. Of course, first he missed the penalty, watching the game, and then 20 seconds later he managed to score, and everybody all the neutrals absolutely loved it, because who doesn't love Luka Modric? He's such a popular player around the world.
Then
they were literally seconds away from qualifying themselves, Croatia, right?
Yeah.
They would have been on enough points. Yeah. And you were in an unpredictable position, because you had more points than Albania at that point, right?
Yeah.
But
I mean, simply they would have been they would have secured the second spot in the group, Croatia, so they would have advanced. And Italy, in hindsight, would have gone, would have not been able to participate in the round of 16, because with only 3 points, there are many teams who have secured the round of 16s being, ending in the third spot with 4 points. And there's even Ukraine, which were very unfortunate, because every team in that group has 4 points. And then because of the, goal difference, blah, 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 I don't know. This complicated, stuff. Romania is in first place, and Ukraine, I mean, they're going.
That was a group in this group, all teams were on 4 points.
On four points, exactly.
And it was only about the goal difference, basically.
Exactly.
Each of these teams has a win, draw, and a defeat.
Exactly.
And the same thing.
I remember the same thing that happened when Italy lost to Brazil in the World Cup final in 1994. In that group, every team had exactly 4 points with one win, one loss, one draw. And then we managed to advance. And Italy, you know, despite not being the best team, I think that when they advanced to the round of 16 stage and then, you know, quarterfinals and so on, they are very dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because you have your system, you always have a system. You have a strategy and a very good defense. But I just want to go back to what you already pointed out. If you hadn't drawn that game against Croatia, you would have been on 3 points. And I was looking at the group of the best third places, right?
Uh-huh.
And you would have been in the fifth place.
We would have been out, of course. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Right behind Slovenia. Slovenia are the last third place team who made it, because they have three draws, so with three points, on a goal difference they made it, because Hungary are in the fifth place and they have -3, Croatia are in the sixth place, so it would have been you, it would have been you there in the fifth place,
here we are, you know, tomorrow we are playing, so the past doesn't exist in football.
Absolutely, but you escaped death in the last minute.
Absolutely. But I mean, what I just told you. I remember, like, historically, Italy either gets, you know, like, eliminated in the group stages, or if they advance, they always. I mean, I don't want to say like always, but they very rarely. You know, they often manage to advance, and I mean. Hopefully you get to the finals, and I don't know.
So what would you attribute this to? Why is it like that? Why do you think so?
I think that there is always a lot of pressure on the team, and then these players they can perform, you know, like under pressure sometimes. Kind of this sense, you know, like revenge. There are some characters like Mourinho, for example, who are, you know, like us against the world and stuff like this. For example, when we won the World Cup in 1984, the situation was almost, you know, was tragic, you know, politically it was almost dramatic, and we managed to become world champions. And the same exact thing happened in 2006 when there was this doping, you know, scandals in Italy, so the team was under a lot of pressure. Then we managed to escape, you know. I don't know if you remember this, when Totti scored this penalty against Australia. And then we almost went out of the competition. And then we won, you know, 1994, the exact same thing. We were about to lose to, you know, twice to Nigeria, and then Baggio, my favorite player of all time.
Roberto Baggio, I remember. He had a ponytail.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly, the il divin codino, so the divine ponytail. He managed to score 2 goals, and we survived. And then we were beaten by Brazil, you know, in the penalties. But we managed to reach the final. So I don't know why, but it's almost always like this. You know, people are skeptical at the beginning. There is a lot of criticism about this team, but trust me, a lot of criticism in Italy. Oh, we are such a bad team and stuff like this. But then when we advance, the country, you know, is supporting the team and things change, you know.
Yeah, well, that's good. The better vibe is coming now. But I have to say, you're not the only sort of sleeping giant at the tournament that is underperforming, right? So we have to mention France and England. I think all these three teams, Italy, France, and England, are kind of in the same boat,
Absolutely.
in terms of under par performances.
Absolutely. When I talk with people about who's going to be, you know, the champions, and we are talking about, I mean, which team is better and which team is not, you know, not a lot of people mention France. I don't know why. And I absolutely agree with you. But for me, they are not a sleeping giant, because for me, they're just the best team. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, if they want to play or not. I mean, if they have...
Domenico, they only scored one goal from a penalty. And then there was one own goal. They only have two goals.
I know. Yeah.
And one of them is an own goal. So I'm not sure about them at the moment.
But it's just, you know, the groups. It's just like in NBA, you know, there's the regular season, which is a competition, and then there's playoffs, which is another completely different beast, you know. So I don't know why nobody's expecting France to perform well, but I think they are, among the favorite, of course. Now I think they are playing Belgium, right?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think so. Probably,
yeah, let's see. Mm-hmm. So they have this like tough match. Yeah. They're playing Belgium, which is going to be maybe the best, the best match in round of 16. The most balanced one, the most interesting one. But if they manage to win that match, which I think they will, honestly, I mean, France is going to advance, in my opinion. I think they are, they can win the whole thing, no problem, you know.
I also have to mention, Domenico, that your path, your route to the final in the round of 16 seems to be the easier one, right?
Exactly.
That's exactly what they say in England, the media in the UK. They say exactly the same thing, because the toughest, the two biggest names in your path are you and England.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then you have, so you're playing against Switzerland on Saturday. So potentially, if you win that game, then potentially you might play England. And if you beat England, it would probably be someone like the Netherlands in the semifinal. And then Bob's your uncle, you are in the final. So
True. Yeah. This is another thing which is very, funny, because there are a lot of memes in Italy right now about this thing of, being that we are lucky, we have been lucky against Croatia, and we are lucky that we have this favorable draw, we can say. In this kind of events, you never know. It's true that we are facing Switzerland, but Switzerland is actually, we can say it's a better team than we are right now. But I think I am very confident that we can manage to win, because, we have something more than they do in this kind of games, I think, like historically.
You are right. I agree. Sometimes it's down to history and this kind of vibe and energy, right, from the fans and self-confidence. But I think the Swiss are no mugs. You should not underestimate the Swiss, because, for example, in the previous Euro, they beat Spain on penalties. Yeah. Remember, I believe it was when Spain were France.
France, right? I think France, right? They beat France.
And I think they were 3-1 up or something that. And then they managed to equalize, and they won it on penalties. Yeah. So I would be very careful about
team.
The Swiss
team for sure.
And they play their last match of the group stage against Germany. I did not see that game, but from what I heard, they were the better team.
Me neither. So, Germany just scored in the final minutes, right? And they could draw that match, and then Switzerland was even winning. But it's true. But as I told you, for me, groups and round of 16 are, it's a different story.
Okay, so what's your prediction then?
I think Italy is going to advance. And maybe in extra time.
It's gonna be
a tough match. Maybe 1-1. Let's see if I can get this right. It's just a prediction, of course. Very tough. So I would say 1-1, and then we advance, and we score the 2-1 in extra times, and we advance to quarterfinals. Hopefully,
sounds like a plan. Well, we should say
a plan to me.
You are the current holders, so
exactly. Yeah, defending champs.
Defending champions, that has to count for something, right? So 3 years ago, you beat. We need to remind everyone, you beat England on penalties. So let's see.
If in England, this is the most important thing. We beat England in England. So
they they absolutely hated it. They absolutely hated
it. I know.
I can tell you. I can tell you that.
You know, the most the funniest meme I've seen about this Italy. I mean, which is not amazing and stuff. Is the I don't know if you remember the Stephen Bradbury guy. Who won the Olympic gold in like it was skating maybe? So everybody in front of him just fell down, you know, and then he won the whole thing. And that's the meme about Italy doing the same thing, you know. So everybody, you know, falling down speed, in Italy maybe.
Speed skating, and
short
track.
Yeah,
I remember that. Amazing. It was at Winter Olympic Games. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we will see what happens. Yeah. We will see what happens. You have a well balanced team, I would say. I guess your defense, as usual, your Catenaccio, right? The goalkeeper is Donnarumma.
Is amazing. The best goalkeeper of this competition.
Your goalkeeping school is really good because before you had Buffon, now Donnarumma. So it's really about your offense, because that seems to be your weakness at this point. So why do you think that's the case?
I don't know if it's very tough to explain, because historically we've had, you know, golden generations, you know, with Inzaghi, Totti, Del Piero, Baggio, of course, long time ago. I don't know why, but in the last decades, we could say, because I think we haven't had a decent striker in decades, honestly. No offense to, you know, Immobile.
Gianluca Scamacca now.
Scamacca is very young, but I think he's very talented. So I think he's a better player than Immobile, for example, for me. I know this is not a very popular opinion, but he can play with the team much better than Immobile could do. So I'm very confident in what he can do. And he had a great season this year with Atalanta.
That's right.
And then I'm very confident. You know, he's no Totti, of course. He's no even Gilardino, you know, nothing compares with these guys. But I think, he can do the job, exactly. Then I'm very confident about how Chiesa can perform. I think there are a lot of players who can do very well when stakes are high, you know. So, for example,
The stakes are definitely high. Let's see what happens. I wish you all the best, Domenico.
Thank you.
I hope you make it through, and we will see what happens next. And you have already outperformed the Czech Republic, so congratulations. That wasn't very hard this time.
But you had a tough group. Honestly,
yours was harder. We messed up. We messed up royally. So anyway, that's not what we were here to talk about. We were here to talk about the Italian team. Thank you for telling me about your team, Domenico, and all the best to you.
Thank you for having me, Zdeněk.
It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. See you. Bye.
Welcome back. In this part of the show, as always, I will be teaching you something because, as you know, I'm an English teacher. I have to do my job, and that's exactly what's going to happen here. So Domenico said, we were absolutely outclassed in that game. Remember, he was talking about the Italy-Spain game where Spain won 1-0. But they absolutely dominated Italy. So when you say that your team was outclassed, that means that the other team performed much better than you. It means that the other team did much better than you. It means that the other team was superior to you, okay? But it's a very nice little verb to use there. And similarly to that, at the end of the podcast, I said, you've already outperformed the Czech Republic. I was referring to Italy. I was saying that Italy made it to the knockout stages, whereas the Czech Republic, unfortunately, are going home because we finished last in our group. Yeah, I don't want to talk about that anymore because, you know, you don't want me to get mad on this podcast again as I did in the previous episode, do you? Or is that something that you actually enjoy? I wonder. Anyway, let me repeat the sentence because now we have all forgotten what it was. You've already outperformed the Czech Republic, right? So I was referring to the fact that Italy are still in the tournament, whereas the Czech Republic isn't. To outperform someone again means the same thing pretty much as to outclass someone. It means to perform better than someone else, to do better than someone else. I think outclass is more about the skill, you know, if someone has class, it's like skill. You were outclassed, right? So the skill of the Spanish team was so much better than the Italian team. Whereas to outperform is about the overall performance. But more or less, these words mean the same thing. And there are more verbs which start with out in English. You could outdo someone. You could outrun someone. You know, there are more verbs like that. And they all have pretty much a similar meaning. Meaning that someone is superior to someone else. Someone does better than someone else. Okay, guys, I hope you are finding these language corners useful. I hope you always learn something from me. And if you do, why don't you help me in return? And there are several ways you can help me. First of all, you can share this podcast with your friends, husband, wife, lovers, your cats, your dogs, I don't know, whoever might want to listen to this podcast, why don't you tell them? Another way, of course, could be that you subscribe to the podcast and make sure that it's always in your podcasting app. And you can also go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. Why not? Why not leave me a review? Okay, thank you very much for listening, and I will definitely speak to you soon. Until next time, cheers. Bye-bye.